Today we're going to learn Siman Reish Tzadik Hei, and hopefully learn the whole Siman in one shot. As I told you, if you dream of making a Siman on Yeredeya, we have to learn even the things that don't come up that often. This Siman is about Kali Ilan, about Klayim in a tree. Now, the Hagdama to the Siman is that there are six types of Klayim in the Torah. Six types. Six types of klayim. Three are related to botany, and three are not. There's shatnez, which is in clothing. There's klayim, two types of klayim by animals. That is being marbia, mating two minim, one with the other, and using a shar v'chamar yachdav to lead a plow or any type of a wagon, etc. Those are three types of klayim. The other three related to the farm, to the planting in a farm, are kalei zroim and kalei hakerem, which are known. And that is planting things one next to the other. What is not known, and I think the biggest surprise from the people here last week, because I mentioned that kalei zroim is not also in chutzlar, it's not the rice, not the rabbana. You're allowed to plant Zeroyim one next to the other. The whole Isser is only in Eretz Yisrael. If you're like me and you have a piece of land in your backyard that's not big enough to be Yitzhak's Klayim, if you want to plant two Minim, you're fine, as long as, not in Florida, but in New York. We don't have very much earth. So by us, there's no problem. You could plant tomatoes at the same place that you plant the corn and anything else you want. There's no list of Kali Zeroyim and Chutz La'aretz. Kali Akerem is also Midrabanan and Chutz La'aretz. The sixth type is Kali Ilan. Kali Ilan is the most unique because it's not a Pasik Mufureshes in the Torah. It doesn't say anything about Kali Ilan. Kali Ilan has nothing to do with planting things next to each other. As a matter of fact, we are going to learn in the Siman that you're allowed to plant things next to each other, next to an Ilan, at least according to the way we paskin. And the Issa Kali Ilan is Harkovas, grafting a branch from one tree onto another tree. That is the Issa of Kali Ilan. What is the source? If there's no Pasik, what's the source? The source, according to the Bavli, according to the Gemara and Kedushin Lamites, is a Pasik in Parshas Kedashim, I believe. It says next to each other, you're not allowed to be marbia, two fully grown behemoths, one with the other, to create an offspring which is mixed. And next to it, it says sot cholay sizra klayim. Sizra means planting. From the smichus, we darshan a new mitzvah. I mentioned to you last week, it's not one of the taryag, it's not mefurish in the Torah. There are more than 613 mitzvahs. There are more than 365 lavim. There are 365 lavim that are mufurashim. This is a issa d'iraisa. The Mechaber is going to say get malchus for it, although it's only darshan from smichus that grafting two trees one to the other is aser if they're two minim. If they're two minim, it's important to know that we're going to have later in Sivav in the Ramah that you're allowed to graft two trees of the same min. If somebody has a tree that gives off a very good fruit, he wants to take a branch from it, from a weak fruit tree, Gemara calls it daka is begasa. Somebody gives weak fruit and strong fruit, it's mutter. You're allowed to graft black figs with white figs. I don't know where they are, but the Gemara talks about black and white. If it's the same min, you can graft them, even though you're changing the what comes out at the end. And therefore, the issur of grafting is only like behemta chole sarbiya klayim, two minim of a behema, a sus and a chamar, or two different animals, that is an issur harva, two different minim, there's an issur of grafting. Sif Aleph, Kali Ilonais, Hariyem Bechlam Ashenemar, Sot Chole Sizra Klayim. We darshan to teach us that's included in Sot Chole Sizra Klayim, Ketzad, Hamarkiv Ilon B'Ilon. he grafts one tree to another. He takes a branch of an apple tree and grafts it onto an esrig tree. I wonder what the fruit will look like. Or an esrig tree onto a apple tree. And this sister is dumya to harbas behema. It's also in chutz laretz and in Eretz Yisrael. B'chein, amarkim yerek b'ilon, ilon b'yerek, loike b'chol makim. Someone who does harkava of a vegetable with a fruit with a vegetable, loike b'chol makim. You know, it's not before in the Torah, there's still mouth.
Different types of apples.
How do you know it doesn't take? You ever try it? Try a tomato with an apple, see what you get.
What about different?
Get a kiwi.
Different types of apples is not a problem.
Different types of apples are mutter. One min is mutter,
and different
even though one, even though they were going to learn that, even though the taste is different, it's still mutter. We're going to learn about it. Yes, even if you did it in a Jew's property, the fruit is mutter. We're going to have it. The fruit is mutter later in at the end of the siman siv zayin a pri ayitzim imenu mutter. Even a yidu did it. So I'd like to talk about it. We're going to actually have a makar for that shaila, and in the Chazanish, and I'd like to get to it still today. So, the one issue, a sifaf is a relatively simple sif. The one issue that I wanted to mention to you is the issue. We have today in the marketplace fruits that are the product of grafting. And the shaila is, for example, tangerines. Are grapefruits really? Yeah, just people say it. I don't know. Nectarines. What? To what?
A different
one. But that's not an issur. To minim, there's an issur. The question is whether you make a shechianu. This question is asked what time of the year? Rosh Hashanah also. Rosh Hashanah, people ask about making a shechianu on a nectarine. They didn't have a they had peaches, they didn't have nectarines. Whether there's a din to make a shechianu, how you look at it as being tuminim or not being tuminim. So it's interesting that the Mishnah Brura in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chaf Hei Sif Dalet says in Beirach shechianu al sirjish. So Sirzish and Gindish, as they mention here also, you're allowed to make a Shechianu. Hagar, Vimhen Kishne Mine Gundiniyais Kagain Vikshil, Vikirshin, Kokiyais Abizah. So you have very clear psak regarding fruits that we don't know. I felt relieved. Aruch HaShulchan says, Minim halalu einanu yudeya mahen. It's not just. So Mishnah Brura here, on Sif Dalet, brings Machlekes the Mechaber and the Gra. The Mechaber says, this is Meish Chaf Hei, Mishnah Brura Yudalet. What are this Gindish and all these types of things? Afal pishakulam nichnasim tachas sug min echad. Even though they're all one sort, for Birchas Hazman you can make a Shechianu. Why? It doesn't matter if technically they're grafted. They're Shnei Simchas, it's a different taste, it's a different joy. So he says, the Mishnah Brura, the Pshat in the Mechaber, says very clearly that you can make a separate Shechianu on a nectarine and a peach. As long as they have Shtei Tamim, it's Mutter. That's the Mechaber. Now, he's not saying grafting. He's saying even black Tainim, black figs, and white figs. Even though they're one min legabe hilchis kalei ilan, the Shechianu, since they have different taste, therefore it's mutter. Then the Mishnah Brura says, "Ubabir agram efakvek b'chalzeh." Umasha daite kimin shebeetzem umin echad dai b'mashaberach pam rishayna chaim marik tzia b'shemov v'chacham tzvi kein zemamish. So again, He doesn't say anything about grafting specifically. He says if two fruits, even if they're minecha, they have different tastes. The mechaber holds, you make a bracha. The gra mefakfek. It says the gra is mefakfek. He ends up that the gra concludes at the end. Amnam lebesayif mitzadei sham. At the end, the gra is mitzadei. Dafter beemis l'sharin yadim nikra minechad. Sharin yadim, a different taste, doesn't make it to minim. So if you want to graft a sweet apple with a sour apple, it's mutter. It's minechad. So in the Mishnah Berurah itself, it says the Groz Mefak fake, but he ends up that you can make two Shechianos. Then in the Sharat Zion, he's again Mesupik about it. At the end, in the Sharat Zion, he says, brings more Mara Makaimis, people who are Mefakfek, the Oli Rabbi, the Knesset Sagdaila. And he ends up there saying, David Kamarovid, David Kamarovid. V'toiv Yosef, Sheikach Pri, Minchada, Shadayin Leberichalom, Yechav Eloitzi Gamese. Avoid Suffolk Brach.
So if you have both, what does that mean? If you have both in front of you, both fruits, you make two
Shechayim. That's right. Well, if you have two in one shot, you always make one shechiyah. Yeah, nachinami. What he's saying is, if you have one of these new fruits and you don't know what to do, get a different new fruit. My horror is this. Let's say you have a black date and a fruit date and a white one, fig, black fig, white fig. So Mishnah Berurah says, really, it's one min. But lemaisa, there's simcha, so it's mutter. He was talking at a time where they didn't have ice cream, they didn't have licorice, they didn't have brownie bars. There was one such a time by the Jewish people, no pizza. In our day and age, are you really excited to get a black fig and then a white fig? Yes, who's that? You're tzaddik, man. You're my Tyson generation. No wonder you weigh so little, you skinny fella. He says,
What?
What man-made good tastes as good as a fig? See how many figs they sell and how many brownie bars they sell. We'll discuss it. Yeah. So this is my horror on it. You could learn it, and you finish, well, you really can make a Shechianu. But then you have to think, well, what's for us? Well, do we really have a simcha in this extra, in the nectarine? Like, if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, you needed a Shechianu. Would you get all excited about a nectarine after you had a peach already? Even if you didn't have a peach already, but if you had a peach already, I don't think so. Yes, okay, so there are people who still get excited over nectarines.
But
that was on when a father dies on the Arusha. That was anyway, this is my horror on this. And I'm really saying is when you learn something, you got to think. The Indigris Maisha, in the second volume of Arachayim, in Tshuva Nunches, Ramaisha brings this. Now, it didn't mention a word about Harkava here, but it talks about defining two minim, and basically what comes out is if they have a different taste, they're two minim, and you can be misunderstood. You have simcha, you can make a bracha. Ramaisha says, what about a grafted, like a nectarine? So Ramaisha writes a chiddush tikkalosh, and after he brings this whole shakel of Atarya, he writes, still, it's hard to make a shechianu on a fruit shenevad boy avera. Here's lashon. It's hard to make a shechianu on a fruit shenevad boy avera. And avera was done. Avera was done to bring it around, to bring it about, and therefore it's hard to make a shechianu on something that was created through an avera. Good question. What does Ramaisha mean if a guy did it? Oh, see, here's a surprise. Kalei Zeroyim, my surprise to you was that in a chutzlar, it's even the yid is allowed to plant things next to each other. Now, we're about to learn another surprise, and that is take a look at Tziv Beis and the Gra. Also, Yisrael, Aniach, Laivik, Echavim, Sheyarkiv, Lai, Ilonai, Kilayim. You're not allowed to let a guy graft Ilanai, means who's Ilan?
Yes.
I know it means his, but who? His, the guy, or his, the Jew? He is. Okay, let's say he's the Jew. He's not allowed to let the Jew, let the guy graft his thing. Look at the Gra Dalit. Why is it Aser? Mishum Lifnei Iver. See the next words? Shaive Kechavim Mitzuvah Al Kach. Kamash Kosav Rambam. Even Gayim have an Iser Kale Ilan. That's a finish. Even Gayim have an Iser Kale Ilan, the Rambam Shita. Where does it come? Is that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? What?
One man,
one
man,
he's Mishalmi, he's the Gemara in the back. What? Because we learn it from they. Oh, they have more than Sheva Mitzvahs. Okay, Sheva Mitzvahs are Mefurish Bekra. They have more than Sheva Mitzvahs. True. This is a. The Makar is, I think, Yerushalmi, that darshans it for Maisa Bereishis. By Maisa Bereishis, Hashem created all the Ilanais, so there's a drasha there to leave things like they were by Maisa Bereishis. And the Rambam understands from there that even a guy is mitzvah. The Rambam could. We don't. The Rambam could. It's the Rambam. You're right. The Chalukah Day. See, I'm going to explain what the other Kalei Behema. Lamaisa, no. I is like Maisa Bereishis. I don't know. But so we're learning here a Chiddush that a guy. I assume that's what Ramesha means. Ramesha means says, don't make Shechianu on a grafted fruit. Now Ramesha is saying, I think even if you did need a peach, don't use nectarine to make a Shechianu. What's nectarine? A peach and a plum. So even if you had no peach and no plum, it's not right to make a shechian on a nectarine. It's a fruit shenevet by Aveira. So don't make a bracha on it. But certainly if you had a peach and a plum, I mean. Anyway, this is Lagabi Shechian. I assume so. Ramesh is writing Lamaisa. I assume La Halacha Ramesh is writing that he brings what I read you from Shulchan Aruch. The Mikra Din Mitzvotah. He writes there's a lashon. It's not proper. It's not proper to make Shechiyah or something in Aveira was done. By us, Ramesh said, "Don't make a bracha. We don't make brachas." It's one thing Ramesh's chumra is. What?
You should make a
bracha. You have to make a bracha. You have no choice. But to make a simcha, shechi. See, more machmir than Ramesh. No, Ramesh means the joy, shechi. To make a joyful bracha, you don't make a bracha. Okay. At any rate. Alright, this is the rule. Let's learn Sif Beis again, and we'll see that the Gra is not the only explanation. There are two shittas in explaining Sif Beis.
Can I ask what Shachai is your joy? Sometimes I don't sort of take the fruit to people buy, and what joy is there? Crazy.
Well, don't make Shachianu if there's no joy.
Something like that.
I mentioned once that I for most of my life I made Bayri Mine B'samim on clothes on Matzah Shabbos by Avdolah. Most people make on clothes. Once I took the clothes, I stuck it in my shirt pocket, and I was learning. I said, "Oh, it smells terrible. What is that? Oh, it's the clothes." I took it out and put it away. I suddenly realized I don't like the smell of clothes. I don't like it. I stopped using clothes. Started using cinnamon or Esrig fresh ground coffee. You know, like it. Not broccoli, no. But, you know, sometimes you just do things, everyone does it. So, you know, what should I tell you? It's not. If there's no simcha, you probably should make shechiyah. There's a ktsas simcha in it. And sometimes they have these fruits that nobody would ever buy except that you need a shechiyanu. I don't know. What? The old butts. It's not shechiyanu. I don't know if you can make adar. Hey, it's not the old butts that we used to have. Could be. Probably. Are you sure? Okay, I'm told there are Bavadia Paskins that you do make Shefiano ungrafted. Who's the Sravadia? Okay, quoting Yalkut Yosef, this is. Quoting the Yalkut Yosef, Perish Yilonis Murkavin, Mimishain Amina, Kigai Tapuchezav, Ashkolias, he second says gravely, Tzark Lavarachalayim Shechianu, Chain Aminik, Avbishi Eshchalkin Bedavar, he says the Ayeshchalkin, Nishaperis Elunasa Mitchilos and Adair Kava, Vakal Mokaim, Klaw Godlobi Adenu, Sheb Moki Minig, Ainoim Rusav Brachas Lahakal. But Mokim Minig. Okay. I appreciate it. Okay, getting back to Sif Beis. Osel Yisrael Aniach La'akum Shiarkiv Loi Ilonei Kalayim. Shach in Aleph tells us to look at Reish Tzadik Zayin Sif Beis, which those of you who have the photostats do not have, those of you with Shulchan Aruch do. In Siv Beis of Reish Tzadik Zayin, which is Kal Yisroim, it says Mutalay Melodu Kechavim Lizroya Like Kal Yisroim. There it says you're allowed to tell a guy to plant for you Kal Yisroim. So how do you resolve the stira? So there are two mahalchim. One is the Gra, which is the Mishnah Lamelech and his Pirush on the Rambam. The Gra and the Mishnah Lamelech learn that in a chinami, you could tell a guy to do klayim. Just grafting, which the guy himself is mitzvah, it's lusnei either. That's a shita sagra. The Taz, and that appears to be the kavanah of the Kesef Mishnah, says, no, we're talking about Nisa Amir Alakum. We're all used to Amir Alakum on Shabbos, which is Asi, and I'll tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So the Taz says that this is Nisa Amir Alakum, and it's taka aser. When is it mutter? Kal Yisroim. If you tell the guy, plant it in your field and I'll buy it from you, that's mutter. Because the guy is not mitzvah in Kal Yisroim. You tell a guy, plant it in your own field and I'll purchase it from you. Which that's mutter. That's it. Has the Zayin. It's not here.
And
not
in this field,
but not in the Yitz field. The Yitz field are both aser. Because there's an Isser of Amir Al-Akum, and Amir Al-Akum applies there as well.
Is it
awesome? No, according to the Taz and the Kesef Mishnah, there's no Isser for a guy. This Chidish, even for a guy, they learn that a guy is such a thing. Some Seif in a Tshuva, Yerudaya Reish Peches, is Nafkamina. If you have a guy who's a sharecropper on the Yitz field, you want to tell him to graft things on a tree. If it's Lufnei Yiver, it's Lufnei Yiver. This doesn't matter. A guy can't do it in his tree, in my tree, in our tree. But by Amir Al-Akum, there's a heter, you know, every Shabbos. Amir Al-Akum is mutter. If the guy does it, adaita d'nafshe. If a guy is doing something for his own good, then it's mutter. So if a guy is in Aris, and he does it adaita d'nafshe, it has to be. He's masking that it's a good thing to do. So some Sefer says that'll be a nafkamina between the Gra and the Mishnah Melech on one side, the Taz and the Kesef Mishnah on the other side. And if you hold it's Lufnei Iver, it'll still be Aser. And if you hold it's Nisa Amir Al-Akum, then it'll be Mutter. That's his nafkamina between them. What? Well, it's only if it's Asa for a guy, that's the mahalach that shouldn't be done in the world. If you're like the Taz, that it's mutter for a guy, if you're not like the Rambam, that there's no Issa Be'etzem for a guy, so then, so it's Issa Amir Al-Akum. According to Taz, Ramosha, see, I assume Ramosha means the Rambam, he doesn't explain. Ramosha says never by Aveira, I assume he means Lashita Sarambam. Ramesha generally goes with the Gra, and I assume he went. I assume that's what he means with the Ramesha. Okay, that's Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Well, Kali's Ram is definitely mutter. The only shaila is on her kavim. Sif Gimel. Everyone, be with me. Mutter Lizraya's Ram is Zera Ilan Keachad. You're allowed to plant next to a tree. You're allowed to plant seeds. She'ein lecha klayim bi'ilanais ela harkava bulvad. There's no such thing as klayim. There is by Zroim, there is by Kerem, but by Ilanais, there's no Isser. Bein Ilan b'yerek, bein yerek b'ilan, bein yerek b'yerek, shein eminai, afilu eitz srak al eitz meichel, oi eitz meichel al eitz srak. It's mutter to have these things. What does it mean? Shein lecha klayim b'ilanais ela harkava bulvad. Bein Ilan b'yerek, bein yerek b'ilan b'yerek. Sorry, I have to split it in half. Ela harkava bulvad. Next to each other is muta, but harkava is also bein ilam b'yerek, bein yerek b'ilam, bein yerek b'yerek. Shein amina yafil leitz rak, leitz machal, leitz machal, leitz rak. Leitz rak is a non-fruit bearing tree. All of these things are aser. So tshach gimel mashma ha agave srak afil shein amina shari kidla kamar. But to take two non-fruit bearing trees and graft one onto the other, that's mutter. You have trees that don't give an edible fruit. Every tree has seeds, but it doesn't give an edible fruit. There's no issue grafting one to the other. But fruit tree with a non-fruit tree, that's awesome. So Sif Gimel has two parts. The first part, which tells you you're allowed to plant things next to each other. And the second part, which tells us that Harkav is Aser, Yerek B'ilan, Ilan B'Yerek, Eitzrak al Eitzmeichel, and just not a Ilan Srak, al Ilan Srak, that's what's awesome. This is the dinim of Sif Gimel. Now, the issue that exists today with genetic modification of trees, in other words, they take a fruit tree, and instead of grafting, they take what looks to you like liquid, and they introduce it to the tree. They introduce it into the sap of the tree or into the tree one way or another. They somehow inject it into a tree, and they create, suddenly, when I was a boy, we only had green peppers. Remember, we used to call them green peppers, right? So today, there's yellow peppers and all kinds of peppers. What? On the inside, sometimes green, really. I don't know. Tomatoes stayed only red. Why don't they make other colored tomatoes? They have other tomatoes.
Orange and yellow.
I wonder, they tried green ketchup, remember? That was genetically modified. Anyway, this is an issue. So I'd like to tell you two Mara Makaimis on this topic. The more lemaisim one is the Chasaynish, but the earlier one is the Pischei Tshuva. Let's learn Pischei Tshuva of Katan Aleph, who does not talk about genetic modification, but nevertheless says something. He says the following. The question is whether that's included in grafting or it's not included in grafting. You're getting a fruit that changes, takes on some of the characteristics of the fruit tree. That's the reason you're doing it. Yeah. The question is good. Why is it aser? The Torah only talks about ilanei machol. Why is it aser? So the understanding is that the ilan srak ilan machol is a man. Let's learn pesach tshuva aleph tshuva sam sefer esh pezayin. Mashaneigin heter. Now listen to what they used to do. And just help me make sure I read it right. V'netias amfei oyel v'sheshanim u'kedayma. Now, sheshan we know. I don't know what oyel is, but sheshanim are rose bushes. They're a pretty fruit flower. U'kedayma. Ayidei sheshim stak v'shulei ha'anaf. Now, listen how they do it. In the branch, they cut a crack. V'teichven b'ychita. They don't put it in another branch. They put in a piece of wheat, a kernel of wheat, the noitim ba'aretz, that's before they plant it. Then they plant it into the ground. Va'idei achita mashrishin ha'anafim bekarka. And wheat, obviously, has a characteristic of being mashrish, taking root. A kernel of wheat has a live germ in the middle, and it takes root. V'das ha'shoyalesar Dahavale Harkovas Ilan Bierek, Afil Ilan Srak, Bierek, Michael Osser. He says that's Harkova. So that was the Shoyal said that should be Harkova too. Veheshiv. Kichei Reisi Lechabim De Besi, Osakein. begins to the Beirav, D.D. So Sefer says, one of my family members did it in my garden. I said, don't do it. Why? I'm not certain it's mutter. The Sefer says, I'm not certain it's asur. I can't be maicha. I'm not certain that it's asur. Why? The nearly as daiti, the loy shayach harkava elabishne haminim ugudolim lamailami akarka. It's only shayach by two minim, like grafting a tree that are grown trees above the ground. We're going to have soon, if you put it within three tvachim of the earth, it's the same thing, but they're both going to shoot up as separate trees. Mashaykin hacha. Shachita hazois. Kala ubala ba'aretz. This piece of wheat rots and is destroyed in the ground. Rakay remesh etishra shashishana. It's just like a medicine for the shishana bush to make it stronger. Okay, any amizale had to believe yisamach betovlo bracha. What's he said? That when you put the chita into this piece of wood and you stick it into the ground, what are you doing? They're not two trees. The chita decays in the tree, and the decay of the chita causes the shrashim of this shoshana tree, shoshana bush, to grow better. So he says, ein bar li isura. He says, mechitesi, that's something that's awesome. So this some stuff is sophic, certainly is tzad heter, would certainly be matir in putting not a chita, but something else into the tree.
How is it different than a fertilizer? The fertilizer also helps.
But a fertilizer is not a different tree. So the Torah only asks the grafting to mean him dumya darbas behem. Now the Chazon Ish has a case. Obviously, he was more noita to be meikel, I guess. More noita to be meikel. The Chazon Ish writes that people are noyig to put wine. Where is it? Yeah. To pour wine into the branches of a peach tree and honey into the branches of a dekel. To give taste, the sap of the tree is what goes into the fruit. So he says there are those who are nayig to put yayin into the tree, into the branch of the tree, or devash into the branch of a dekel tree. And Chasaynish is in Hilchus Klayim. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Hamunah Chas Klayim, Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Zayin, quoting the Chazon Ish, says that it's mutter. He says Harkava is only with something that could grow, whether it's a branch that could grow, or in some safest case, a seed that could grow. It's something that has the ability to grow on its own. But Shenkin wine or honey, which if you planted it, nothing would grow. See, he says that there's no issa harkava by something that doesn't have its own ability to grow on its own, and that would seem to be a mafurish a makar to be matir the genetic modification of these trees. The substance that they put in, whether it's a liquid or a powder, is not able to grow on its own, and therefore it's a klar heter. Now that besides a separate heter, which is a very big topic today in general, whether something that's not recognizable, something that's changed on a molecular level, has a din of its origin, of where it came from. You know that bugs that are not visible don't have a din of being bugs, being creatures. What's called visible, I call it visible. But things that are not visible are not called visible. Rav David Feinstein told me that b'shem Rav Moshe Rav Henkin, that if you increase the flow of electricity in a device, but there's nothing nicker, you can't tell you're increasing the flow, that it's not awesome. It's stepping on an escalator. When you step on an escalator, you increase it. There's nothing nicker. It can't be seen. This is the words he told me. He said he was once in his house, and Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe were in the house, and they were trying to take apart the refrigerator, the bottom of the refrigerator. Now, old refrigerators were gas refrigerators. People say, how do you make cold from gas? Gas is hot. They used ammonia. And the fire caused the ammonia to evaporate. It went through the pipes, just like you have today. And in the pipes, they condensed into water by drawing the heat out of the refrigerator. And it came back. So Rav David said he was there, Rav Hekel was there, Rav Moshe was there, and a baki. Probably they needed a baki to know how to take it apart. But although Rav Moshe was handy. But what? To put it back together. Okay. But the baki, this I heard from Rav David. I took along one of my talmidim when I went to Rav David's. I have an ape. He said the baki told them that when you open the refrigerator door, it uses more gas. The gas flow increases. And they went and they opened the door and looked at the fire. And there was no noticeable difference. And here's a Shav Deraisa. Electricity is like most places in the Rabbanim. Here, you're talking about fire. Yes. And they said that if it's not noticeable, if the difference is not noticeable, it's mutter. If the difference is not noticeable, it's mutter. It's now, I'm not saying, I'm talking about something that Mimela works that way. Whether you can turn a dial and increase electricity, I don't know. They machaber for it, they mashed it. But to do something which causes an increased flow of electricity, he says, is not awesome. If you could cause new circuits to go on, there's no shaila that's awesome. But an increased flow is not awesome if it's not noticeable. So that's noticeable. It's awesome, right? Something that's noticeable is awesome. So I asked Rav David to explain it. So Rav David said, like a bug that you can't see. If something happens, you need to test it to know that it happens. That's not it's not perceptible. Now, in the case of a gaz, it's a big chiddush. In the case of electricity, it's less of a chiddush. Yes.
Why can't you plant something that strengthens the roots, and as soon as they bud, chop them off?
It has nothing to do with what I just said. It's nicker before you chop it off. You can see the climb. What I mean to say is that the grafting is not nicker. When you pour, you have a liquid that's taken genetically from an apple. It doesn't seem to be an apple. Now, you could say apple juice. If you never saw it, might not be. But there, just because you don't know. Something that's modified is not noticeable to be a product of it.
What about the Shabbos elevator? You know,
it's a separate discussion. I don't.
Rabbi, how do we depend on how to polish? Do you have all these ingredients being packed? For example, what you described over here, where you have to have the
I don't know. I've never heard of trees that are hydroponically grown. I've heard of trees or vegetables. Trees? They make trees hydroponic. Now, how is the trees going to fall down if it's growing in water? Okay. I'm not familiar. How do they make cherry tomatoes? Take cherries and tomatoes? Cherry tomatoes are made by cherries and tomatoes?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. We'll have to Google it. New Google cherry tomatoes. Let me know if they're grafted. They'll tell you where you can buy it. That's the thing. What? All ovum and sperm are macroscopic. You know, you mean this is our cover, harva by animals. Certainly, no, listen, there is a harva is a mice harva, that's also. Certainly, no, listen, there is in it. No, certainly not. Harva is only a mice being marbia to animals. If you take the sperm in a lab, it's not just, there's no mamzerus. If you take sperm in a lab and you take a man and his daughter, and you mix sperm and you create a baby. That's not mamzerus. It's not all isurei deraisa only in the normal way in which they're done.
If I got a plum and a peach in the lab, in the mud, in the peach dish,
that's what I was saying. That there would be no issue.
Okay?
I don't know metzias if you grow it, but if you do it, it's fine. Yeah. Halachically, it's fine. Okay, at any rate, this is the now we have left Sivdalit and Hay. Sivdalit and Hay are the klolim for the farmer. And he what?
In that tree that
he puts the wine of a church into it. That's very interesting. Well, there's a concept of Parim Chadosh is Bahulakan that has matia things in certain cases. I don't know the Gedarim, but it's interesting. If you take wine of Yisuri Anot, if you take it and you put it into a dough, there's no Shaila, it asks it Anot. Here, you're not really tasting the... I don't know, you're tasting the molecules of the wine? I don't know.
It's like when he sells it, it's bitl.
By takruvis, there's no bitl. Takruvis, there's no bitl. Bitl is only on a vaydzar, and I have a tashmishavazar, but takruvis, you have to be mevatl to kuf. No, but not tayruk, because takruvis blives a takruvis. Takruvis blives... Takruvis, I think, there's no bitl, this doesn't make sense. You have to mevatel the avodah. Once it's a takruv, it blives takruv. Okay. Anyway, the that's what he said. It was in Israel. But how did they develop it? By grafting? By okay, genetically engineering. Okay. Okay. I didn't hear Netanyahu shear on the topic. So I want to say Sifdalit and Hay are certain klolim for the farmer. They're not so nageya for us. The Aruch HaShulchan gives the Hagdama to tell us the klolim, that really the main chiddush here is that shroshim and shroshim, there's no isser, there's certainly no isser d'iraisa of if you plant things next to each other. Gemara says you could plant klayim, you could plant one min here, one min next to it, if you have a wall between them. Dafez of an aleph in Bava Basra. People think that you're not allowed to plant two mina next to each other because the roots mix. That's not true. The Gemara says, as a matter of fact, the Gra brings it here as a raya. The Gra brings it later as a source. The Gra in Tezvav, I believe. Tezvav. Sufas, the next page. I mean, I'll tell you where it is. Gra Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph on this page. He brings in roots are mutter. That's if you have a wall, you're allowed to put your vineyard on one side of the wall and your chitim on the other side, and that's not kalei hakar, even though the roots mix. Now the roots, when they mix, can bore holes one into the other and can actually have the effect of grafting. So raya from there, that shroshim and shroshim are not awesome.
I think Surah Pesach is enough.
Surah Pesach, really? Okay, could be.
Is it but because you don't see it? You don't see the mixing going on?
No, because that's not grafting. Shroshim is not grafting. That's what we're saying. That the issue is only trees and not shroshim. So let's do Siftalim Hay quickly. It's most of us, it's not Nogeas. If Ovin Zion are... let's go through it. Yeshisa harkava, afilu tachas hakarka. Now, to be marked two branches is also even under the ground. Kagoyz miras hagefen shivricha tachas hakarka osla zrayala yarek. For example, if you have a vine that you put under the ground, you're not allowed to plant your ruckus directly above it. Ilam ken yesha gaba offer gimel tfachim. If it's less than gimel tfachim, that's called harkava. And even if you play, if you do avrocha besides the last sheyavsha and a dry pumpkin, you have a pumpkin shell and it's dried out, and you use that to plant in. Apparently, it needs to put that into the ground. It's awesome. Because Inish brings a raya from here that the last lach, the last that's still alive, there's issa in the fruit to do harkava as well, not only in the branch but in the fruit as well. Oy besach sea line shall cheres, or you have a pipe, a cheres pipe. And in there, you're going to put in the vine with the seed, Neshen Yishrashba, and something took root in a pipe. Havalei Markiv Yerek Be'ilam. V'mhoya Agaba Pachas Mizeh Osev. It's less than three tfachim, Osa Zraya Agaba. Umutel Zraya Betzida. But you're always allowed to plant next to it, even though the roots will mix. Havel, Hivricha B'Selah Kosha. If you have hard earth in between, these are all farm issues. Need three tefachim of earth, and if it's sela, then all you need is three etzbais. If the ikra gefen is not visible, avalim niret tzarch laharchik vav tefachim lecharuach vakach zereya k'may shemarchik mekol gefen yechidah shloi hovrucha athis of klaya kerem, not athis of grafting. So you have to be marchik. But otherwise not. But davka sifhei continues. Davka b'chi agavna shnikrul av shem ilan. Kaidim shem v'richa. This is all talking, you have a branch of a tree, of a zmaira. The Paiskim all say here that a branch of a hard tree, the roots won't bore into. But the zmaira, a vine, they will. So this is all talking, you have a vine and you're planting directly above it. That's aser. Avon. Mutal izraya eitzel ilan. But to plant next to a tree, there's no branch under the ground, it's just shrushim and shrushim. Even though the seeds mix, roots are not called a tree. So therefore it's mutter. And even the iser, when you have a branch, is dafka bismaris hagefen. Oh, here it says, neshi racha, because it's soft, just shrushi ezram nechtasim ba. Of a marach anaf ilan, but if you have wood, acher, a different tree, and not a vine, but the Zraya al gaba fill in all of offer sholish advice, because it won't pierce the wood. So again, the klal of these two sefers is that roots next to each other, there's no isava brachas ilan. You know, kali Yisrael, you have to worry about kali kerem, rather you have to worry kali Yisrael, but there's no iser of grafting, if the grafting is taking place under the ground, roots with roots. If it's roots that are going to go into a vine, which is under the ground, so if you mark it gimel tfachim, that's not called havracha. And if it's within gimel tfachim of the surface, that is called havracha. Right, these are the klolim, and as I said, I wanted to go through it quickly, because sivav and zayin amur negeya. Sivav, which fruits are considered two minim? Sideways is always smarter. Above it, you need three tefachim. Yeah, it's going to happen anyway, but it's not called you're being marked of it. It's something that happens with time. Yeah, the Gemara says the roots of a tree go how far? 25 amos. Good. Gemara says 25 amos. The Gemara Bava Basra in the second parak, it says you have to be marchik your tree from someone's bar. According to Rambam Yom HaLamazik LaHarchik, you have to mark 25 amis, roots of a big tree that can travel. 25 amis is 40 feet. You know, so. If we get a Shabbos, you want to put water on the ground, you say, I'm far away from a tree, it could be up to 25 amis. If it's a lot of water, it'll go down into the ground. And it's
when it says, okay. You
have to fix it away. That's Kalei HaKerem.
But you can't plant an apple near your gefen tree.
Oh, it's kalei kerem. It's a problem.
But it's there. So what are you talking where you're not allowed? Where you are allowed?
You already have the kerem. You're not allowed to plant something else. If it's nearest, then that's kalei kerem. Then there's another kerem, and you have the other parsha, the parsha of kalei kerem.
But if you don't see it, then there's nothing there, right?
Fine. Okay. Sivav. What is considered a separate fruit? What surprises me is that the Chazon Ish, in at least in theory, the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Klai in Perek Beis Halacha Ois Tezvav is mesupik if all citrus fruits, he mentions four, lemon, esrig, grapefruits, and oranges. He's Yeshlo Stapek, he says, if they're one min or four minim. In other words, the Chazon Ish is mesupik. If legabe harkava, they're separate minim, or they're really all one min. He says legabe a kosher esrig on sukkis. It happens to be a machlekes ha-paiskin. There were paiskin that were matir to be markiv in esrig. But lahalacha, we all paskin, have esrig has to be built in markiv. That's something else. The Torah says esrig, priyatad, which means esrig, so only in esrig. But legabe grafting, the Chazon Ish is mesupik. Let's learn the sif here and try to see what are the guidelines to consider something separate fruits. Yesh bi ilanais daimin zelazeh. Siva. In trees, there are some that are similar to each other, but all in oibepeiris. How can you tell? You look at the leaves of the tree and the fruit of the tree. If they are doimin zelazeh, if they're similar, in all in oibepeiris, I would think it's one tree. Aval pikein, hayelveim shnei minim hari elu kalayim. Nevertheless, if they're two minim, it's kalayim. Zokdar hashulchan. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel, what does the Mechaber mean? It means there are two criteria for being the same. The peri and the leaves are different, and they're different. Now, how different? We can argue about it. But daimin zelazeh, the fruit, certainly an apple and an orange are very different. One has an inedible peel, and one has edible peel. But if the daimin zelazeh, that's one criteria. And the second criteria is that the fruit, even if they're similar one to the other, if their separate meaning to the person, if they have different tastes in their min, so that it's also not. So you really have two criteria to being one min. The shinoi, and Grador Chashul says it's not shinoi tam. She says shinoi tam ain't a machriya. You could have sour apples and sweet apples. He says that if the leaves and the tree are similar, and if the fruit itself is an obviously different fruit. Now, how different is obviously different? So it's hard to know. Certain minim, you know, nothing is like a pomegranate, but certain minim are very similar. And this is where the Chazon Ish comes in with his... What?
You say similar, are the different colors have... Which one?
So different colors, it's going to say later, but Feirish, that's not a difference. Seedless. Even the fruit.
Seedless would not make a difference
either. Seedless, it shouldn't make a difference. You have to... They're the same minim. So this is the criteria for two different minim. I don't know where it comes up. The Mechaber says, "Yesh b'nois demuzaza pes abkein hayol veim shnei minim hari elu klaim keitzad hatapuach im achazrad." What's a chazrad? Pirish min tapuach yar. Sounds like a crab apple, wild apple. Targim v'chaftar is v'chizor. That's. Yeah, it says it's two minim. Yeah, it's interesting. It's the same. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Let's see. I don't know exactly what it is. Let me read the next example. Haparsikin, and today in modern Hebrew, it's peaches. Imashkedim with almonds.
Yeah.
Hashisvim imarimain. Shisvim seisim arimain. What? I don't know. Imarimain. Afi shadaimin zelazeh. Klaim zelazeh. Aval ha agasim imakrustumlin. But agasim, what are agasim? And what are krustumlin? The prishan kundiv ima oizridin pirish turbali einam klayim zebizet. Now here Darach HaShulchan writes these words that these minim are not yiduim lanu, and the gist of it is that the leaves and the tree have to look different and the fruit has to look different. Either one is similar. If either the leaves and tree are similar, or the different, or the fruit is very different, I don't know how much is very, then they're two minim. It bothers me, Taka, the crab apples or the apples seem to be like a sweet apple and a sour apple.
Yeah, but one is this big and one is a tiny thing.
So I don't know. Ramah, v'chemotu laharkiv min echad, afil ishchayreis bilavonais, even black
with white,
the dakais bigasais, and thin with thick, apple pishiesh loy shem levai, even though once called a sour apple has a second nickname, b'chein sraka gabi srak shari, and two trees that don't give fruit, amot apple pishiesh neminai, m'kamakim heil v'ein roi v'oila makiri roi v'aminim, toib li zar mekulan. What do you know? So most people don't know what these different minim are. So toib li zar mekulan, which is the way the Chazon Ish ends up by the citrus fruits. Well, the Chazon Ish says that to two shailas. Esrig of the lemon, legabe hilchis grafting, could be his mutter. He says, Aval legabe, I don't know if Mazir says, the der chamunu, he brings the chazainish. He says, legabe mitzvah esrig, that's a separate shayla. The Torah said, have one min, so you have to have that min. That's what he says. Siv Zayin is a list of halachis that are negeya. The first one is the shverer one, but I want to learn all of them. So, number one, also lekayim hamurkiv klayim. Now, what? It's a judgment call. You have to go to Paiskim and make the judgment call. A farmer who has negiyas in it shouldn't be. We have to take out the Chazanish and Derech Amunah and take a look at the Paiskim. I'm not a farmer. I certainly have no clue. I know there's no such thing as a watermelon tree because Rabbi Klinda has such a tape. He tells me it's a watermelon tree. Yeah. All right, let's learn. This is a list of halachas and Siv Zayin. Osel Akayim Amurkiv Klayim. You all should know from Shas, Hamakayim Klayim Laika. That means, if in your field there's a growing next to each other, grapes and wheat, if you don't know about it, it's mutter. But if you see it, and you're makayim it, you fertilize it, even if you just say, you just leave it, you walk past it, and you leave it there, so that's an aveira. The machaber seems to say that the same thing is true about grafting. There's going to be a pella, you'll see why in a minute. He says, also lekayim amurkiv klayim. You're not allowed, if you have a grafted tree, you're not allowed to water it. Now wait. Aval, haperi ayayitzim imenu mutter. The fruit, when it comes out, is mutter. There's no issur on the fruit. Even the person who did the aveira, he's allowed to eat the fruit. Once you have a grapefruit tree, you're allowed to take a branch of the grapefruit tree and plant it somewhere else. This is the grafting. Once you have a branch of a grapefruit tree, you're allowed to plant it somewhere else. So, the first part and the last part are astira. The first part, you say, if you have a grapefruit tree, you're not allowed to be mekayim, you're not allowed to water it. And the second part, you say, well, you can take a branch of the grapefruit tree and plant it somewhere else. It's astira, zeb is that. What? A new tree is more kulandik than the old tree? Than the morkiv tree? Are you saying maybe the tree with which Yaveira was done? Yeah, that makes sense, Terry. The one that you did the Aveira with, that's Aser, and the one... It's a state of Akkala. Now, what Aruch HaShulchan says is, he teaches Osel Akayim, Amorkiv Klayim, means somebody grafted it, and it didn't take yet. It didn't bond yet. What's Harkava? They cut them, and they tie them together. So, there's a certain amount of time it takes till it's effective. You know, just like Le'aleinu, someone loses an aver and they reattach it. They wait to see if it takes. That's the language they use. If life flows from one to the other. So here in a tree also, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Asla Kayim means when it's grafted and the grafting didn't yet take, it didn't yet become one. Then it's Asla Kayim. But once it's done, then it's mutter. But in any event, the peri ayayitzi mimenu is mutter, which is something we all know, and you can eat it.
Once it's done, so that it's grapefruit, you can make
shachiyah. So the question is, according to Ramayshu, who says something in Aveira was done with, you shouldn't make shachiyanu. So the question is, so now that you have a grapefruit tree and they're planting a grapefruit tree, so Ramayshu sounds like it's still also why? Because it only came about through an Aveira. The Aveira was three generations ago, but it came into existence through an Aveira.
So.
You're allowed to cut trees down. Oh, you mean out the review that chassid? As review that chassid, I assume it's the same batashin. I assume it. Asul kaima. No, you break off the grafted piece, not the rest of the tree. But that's pshat. There's very hard to have pshat. I would like next week, attention, sure, and consulting, we'd like to have Hilchis Mezuzah next week. I want to do Sefer Torah Mezuzah. In order, Sefer Torah is first. But mezuzah is more lamaisa and shorter. So Hilchus mezuzah, resh pei hei through resh lami, resh tzadik aleph. It's actually 8 or 9 sides.
Same.
Okay, resh pei hei, same volume of the standard Shulchan Aruch.
If I have